All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and he is Eric Johnson with us. And good afternoon, Eric.
I got Mr. Droopy Microphone over here. It keeps dropping down and then twisting to the side. And how come I only get to visit you on bad weather days?
Because, speaking of bad weather, here he is, Daryl Richeson. Good afternoon, Daryl.
Yeah, that's what Daryl means in Greek, because I'm also only called when there's bad weather.
Well, we've got a crazy little system moving through our region. Maybe I shouldn't call it little, but definitely the winds are probably getting the most attention out there. Daryl, kind of run us through what you're thinking here for the rest of today as we kind of build up, and are we going to get into that B word?
Well, here's the whole thing is the wind is actually going to die down. And once we get into this evening and much of the overnight, the wind actually isn't going to be very strong. So then a lot of people will probably think, oh, the storm is done, but the wind has to switch around to the northwest. And that will occur probably, say, if you're in Fargo or the Red River Valley, depends how early you get up in the morning. I will probably be up before the wind picks up, but most of you will probably sleep in. But then tomorrow morning, we'll have very similar wind, what we're having this afternoon, that will go through tomorrow morning, and then that will gradually relax. So really the key is here is two waves of wind. We're in part one, and truth be told, all the end-on stations, the winds are less than they were a couple of hours ago. So we're in that process of slowing down, but it won't get much better until really this evening. But do expect the winds to lighten up this evening and overnight and then pick back up again tomorrow when you first wake up. The wind will be pretty strong again for at least half to two-thirds of tomorrow.
Now, Daryl, of course, weather is what's happening outside right now. Climate is an average over time. So if you take today's winds gusting to 50 miles an hour out of the south, and then tomorrow's winds gusting out of the northwest to 50 miles an hour, the average over the 2 days is calm.
He has to always go that direction, doesn't he?
I'm not sure how your math is working, but
fuzzy math, just like the visibility.
Very, very fuzzy. Yes, very good point.
Daryl, how widespread is this? I know that we're getting it here in the southern end of the Red River Valley, and I'm sure northeastern South Dakota is dealing with this too, but how widespread is it? And I've heard some wind gusts in that 50-mile-an-hour range. Has it been worse than that, or is that pretty much about the peak?
That's been about the peak. I know the airport's had a couple of peaks higher than that, but the problem is the airport uses a sonic sensor, and a lot of times when they get ice crystals mixed in with there, the sonic pulses get rebounded back, and it ends up reading 20-30% too high. But really, 50 has been the more really what I would call legitimate peak gusts going forward. And this, you know, extends really from down the Red River Valley, from, you know, say Grand Forks down the Red River Valley, and then down the Coteau, you know, some people call it the Buffalo Ridge in eastern South Dakota, through southwestern sections of Minnesota. So really, say here to Sioux Falls is pretty windy. But then just to the about close to Highway 281 corridor, and then west of that, the wind's pretty light. And that's the wind that will eventually work its way through the valley this evening. See, I have a staff member traveling today, and he's just going to wait until the wind dies down and then come down. Get back home to Fargo, say, this evening when the wind's light and get in between the two waves of wind.
Well, as I was bringing my son to school in Fargo for 45 minutes until they decided to cancel school again, I did get some freezing rain on my windshield. How prevalent is freezing rain in our region?
It was very brief and just kind of moved through as to really it was the warm air that came in with the wind, and warm air rises on top of the very cold air we had yesterday and just condenses out a little bit. And so we did have that little brief spurt, but most of that's over with. And then the main wave of snow that's coming in, that's down near Wahpeton now, moving off to the northwest. A lot of what we saw this morning was that frizzle, do you want to call it that, instead of drizzles, a little bit of a mix. And then a lot of blowing snow in the air. But the main snow accumulations, that's still coming in. And that, again, I think we'll get to Fargo probably in the next hour or so. And then we'll see snow even when the wind lightens up this evening. You know, the good news is that the wind will lighten up. The bad news is it will still be snowing, so conditions won't be perfect. But if you do need to sneak in some traveling or run across town or something, you know, you'd probably be able to do it this evening before the wind picks back up tomorrow. Then it'll have, you know, sadly, more snow to blow around than what it did this morning.
I was going to say, probably, we thought this morning was pretty bad, although if you're in town, it was really gusty, but visibility wasn't an issue unless you got, you know, to the edges of town, and that's pretty much the same thing for anybody traveling in rural areas. But it sounds like tomorrow the conditions could be worse because of that new snow.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I think the wind tomorrow in Fargo, the core of town, just might not be. I think tomorrow, it's going to be close, but the wind tomorrow might actually be a little lighter, Fargo to Wahpeton, than it was this morning, or at least not worse. So if you're in the core of Fargo, the older parts of town, not on the edges, probably because the snow amounts won't be nowhere near what we had after the Christmas storm, that travel around town will probably not be all, you know, as bad as, say, it was a couple of weeks ago. But again, if you're going on the edges, 52nd Avenue up to 19th Avenue North, or if you're in any rural area, some of the new subdivisions, you know, in Fargo or Moorhead on the edges of town, you know, those are going to be impacted again tomorrow, granted. But again, you know, some of you in the core of town, you know, just you might go, why is it, you know, a blizzard out or something? Well, again, outside of town, it'll be much different than in town.
Well, Daryl, the wind, of course, is the major component here. And, of course, we get hourly observations from the National Weather Service. But you go to NDON and the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, and you get a lot more information and immediate wind conditions, peak gust, direction, wind chill, and all of that right at your fingertips. So, again, thank you so much for the work you do. And following you on Twitter, people get a lot of good info. So thank you, Daryl.
Well, thanks for having me on this afternoon, and stay safe, everyone. Thanks, you know, things are good. We'll get better on Sunday.
Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it.
Yep.